In a televised address to the American public last week, President Bush said U.S. troops have made enough progress to begin bringing about 5,700 home by the end of this year. But the next day, in a long-awaited report to Congress, President Bush indicated that the Iraqi government has made little progress in meeting political and military goals. Polls show that most Americans are skeptical about whether U.S. strategy is working, and some analysts argue that America's long-term commitment to Iraq may last a decade or more. Gerard Baker, U.S. editor for The Times of London, says public reaction in Britain to last week's report from General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker was decidedly skeptical.
I think most British people have sort of written off the Iraq war. They think it was probably a mistake to invade in the first place, and they think that the effort to bring the people together has largely failed, and indeed that is underscored by the fact that the number of British forces that are in Iraq have been reduced significantly in the last couple of years and are now in effect reduced to a sort of spectator role in the south of the country.
However, Mr. Baker says there is still a lively debate on the war in the British media. An opinion about what Washington should do is wide-ranging.
At this point, people are uncertain, to some extent, as they are in America. Even if they think that the war was unwise and the invasion should never have been undertaken, I think many of those people would argue that it's probably not sensible to withdraw American forces in any significant numbers right away, because as problematic as they may see the situation now, they know it will be considerably worse if U.S. forces were to withdraw. There are some who think the presence of U.S. forces is actually making matters worse, but there's no real consensus.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown says while he will not abandon Iraq, Britain's future there will be decided by developments on the ground. With British soldiers facing fierce fighting in Afghanistan, there is speculation in the British media that Mr. Brown might want to reduce troop numbers in Iraq. Poland, another staunch ally of the United States in recent years, initially supported the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq and committed about 2,500 troops to the effort, but now only 900 remain, according to Tomasz Zalewski, correspondent for the Polish press agency and for the weekly magazine Polityka. He says reaction in Poland to President Bush's current strategy is similar to majority opinion in the United States and Britain.
Generally, it was received as a desperate attempt to extend the American presence in Iraq, which might be necessary, but is understood in Poland as extending the defeat in hope that something might change miraculously. And this is a reflection of a general drop of popularity and prestige of the United States in Poland in the last years, basically since the invasion of Iraq. That invasion harmed our relations.
Reaction in the Arab world to the prospect of a gradual U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq as the result of a partially successful surge strategy has been complex, says Nadia Bilbasi, diplomatic correspondent with Al Arabiya Television.
They believe that the testimony of General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker re-emphasized what the president has been saying all along, that the surge has worked, that it has produced some success on the ground. He cited Al-Anbar as an example. Unfortunately, a few days later, the same man that he shook hands with the president was killed in a brutal suicide attack. So that shows that the situation is extremely fragile. It's basically trying to reassure the international community, the Arab population, but primarily the Americans, that his policies are working while everybody else believes that they are not working.
On the other hand, many people in the Arab world are concerned that if the Americans withdraw, Iraq's civil war may accelerate and its neighbors may also be drawn in. Again, Nadir Bilbasi.
We already heard from the Iranians saying that if the Americans leave, we are willing to fill the gap. Of course, the Gulf states in particular are very, very worried about the Iranian influence. They also know that the Maliki government has ties with Iran, with Syria as well. Yes, there is worries, but at the same time, you cannot use this as a pretext. One can argue as well that the reason Al-Qaeda is there because of the American presence.
What is obvious, the journalists suggest, is that there are no good options for Iraq. But determining the least bad strategy, even in the near term, is enormously complex. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.